Nolte, Simpsons episode that offends China blacklisted on Hong Kong Disney Plus. By John Nolte on February 7, 2023. The child groomers at the morally bankrupt Walt Disney Company have removed a Simpsons episode from its Hong Kong Disney Plus service, an episode that offends China's Nazis. Is it any surprise that this happened, according to The Wrap, just 2 weeks after China lifted its ban of Disney's Marvel movies? 2 weeks after China's unofficial ban on Marvel films came to an end, Disney has barred Hong Kong Disney Plus subscribers from viewing an episode of The Simpsons that criticizes the country's authoritarian government. The episode, One Angry Lisa, first aired in October. It features a scene where a Peloton instructor, parodied as Bradalin, says, "Behold the wonders of China. Bitcoin mines, forced labor camps where children make smartphones." The BBC described the episode this way. In the episode, which first aired last October, the character Marge Simpson is shown images of the Great Wall of China during an exercise class. During the class, her instructor comments, "Behold the wonders of China. Bitcoin mines, forced labor camps where children make smartphones." The BBC has reported that hundreds of thousands of ethnic minority people in the western region of Xinjiang have been forced into manual labor. China claims its slave labor camp is merely a poverty alleviation program. No decent person believes that. The entire country of China is a slave state. This, obviously, is not the first time the Nazi appeasers at Disney have sold their artistic souls to these monsters just to make a few extra bucks and earn their good opinion. Iger came under fire in 2019 for refusing to condemn China's crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. Under his leadership, Disney forbade ESPN journalists from addressing any discussion of the relationship between China and Hong Kong. The decision came after the controversy involving Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey, who tweeted support for Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement. And let's not forget this beauty. Disney's live-action Mulan can't seem to catch a break. Following coronavirus delays and a hashtag boycott Mulan campaign, the movie is now generating blowback for its end credits, in which the studio thanks an official Chinese government security bureau linked to Uyghur concentration camps. Mulan's end credits include a special thank you to the Turpan Municipal Bureau of Public Security, according to a screenshot from the movie. The city of Turpan, which is located in the northwestern Xinjiang region, runs a concentration camp for Uyghur Muslims where detainees are forced to recite Communist Party propaganda, according to a 2018 investigation by the Wall Street Journal. On top of the additional box office revenue that comes from appeasing these monsters, let's not forget that leftists admire China's authoritarianism. Leftists would love to control Americans in the same despotic way China controls its population. We saw that during our own China flu lockdowns. We see it in how the left uses banking and social media to control and censor us. One reason Hollywood doesn't want to offend China's Nazis is because Hollywood respects and admires China's Nazis. Disney's CEO, Bob Iger, was reportedly lobbying to become his fraudulency Joe Biden's ambassador to China. If any American dares complain about Disney grooming our children using drag queens and adult sexuality and content aimed at kids, the company will scream bigot and artistic freedom. But this same Disney is happy to bend over for their Nazi pals in China. More than happy, eager in fact to prove their fealty. What's more, this is not the first time Disney censored The Simpsons. Back in 2019, a classic 1991 Simpsons episode titled Stark Raving Dad that starred Michelle Jackson was pulled from the Disney Plus streaming service here in America. Even though Jackson was acquitted of all child sexual abuse charges, this is the cowardly result, which is especially ironic now that Disney is openly grooming little children.